Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Joshua Canepa. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering, said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this, who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. As we look at this story, we have the action scene where Jesus is with Simon and this woman and some of the other guests that are there at the house. And we have the story scene where Jesus tells the story of one greater debtor and one lesser debtor. And as we put the two together, we see this. Simon saw himself as the one owing only 50 days' wages, maybe a few small mistakes, nothing serious. He felt no desperate need. He offered Jesus almost nothing. The woman knew she owed 500, an impossible, crushing debt, shame, sin. And so when Jesus canceled it, her heart exploded with love. She didn't care who was watching. Reputation, money, dignity, none of it mattered anymore. Only Jesus mattered. And that's what Jesus' sacrificial death does when we truly grasp it. On the cross, he didn't pay 50 days' wages for pretty good people. He paid 500, 5 million, an infinite debt for notorious, desperate, dead in our sin rebels. He was treated like the worst sinner so that the worst sinners could be treated as forgiven sons and daughters. The perfume the woman poured out was nothing compared to the blood that he would soon pour out. And when that sinks in, when we see Calvary, not as a religious doctrine, but as the cancellation of our unpayable debt, something breaks open inside of us. Tears come. Gratitude comes. Worship that costs us something comes. Love that looks reckless to Pharisees comes. The same Jesus who spoke peace to that weeping woman speaks it to you today. Your sins, and name them if you need to, they are forgiven. They're paid in full. Your faith in me has saved you. Go in peace. That's what Jesus says to us. So let's take 30 seconds right now. Picture your debt. Every secret thought, every hidden shame, every moment you failed to love God or others. See it nailed to his cross. Hear him say, "It is finished." And let the forgiveness you've been freely given turn into love you freely give back. We are sinners with nothing to pay. Jesus became sin for us so that we could become his righteousness. Our prayer is that Jesus would open our eyes to the greatness of his mercy, that he would set our hearts on fire with love that cannot be contained. You know, as we hear what is said to the woman by our Lord, and what's noted, her sins, though they were many, they are forgiven because of Jesus. It reminds me of one of our songs that we sing from time to time. It's stronger than darkness, it's new every morn. My sins, they are many, but Jesus, his mercy is more. You just spent 4 minutes at the feet of Jesus. May you leave here like that woman, forgiven much, loving much, and walking in his unshakable peace. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gifts of faith, hope, and love, that we may receive the forgiveness you have promised and love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.